If someone is engaged in active addiction, then they are engaged in active lying, disentangling the lies that we tell other people from the ones we perpetually tell ourselves can get pretty sticky. At one time or another, we all get caught up in the web of lies. Here's a way for someone who is dealing with this to free themselves through a method of awareness, healing power, and practical spirituality. Welcome to the Sober Shaman Podcast, where we explore ways to make the spiritual practical and apply these medicines to the recovery from addiction and trauma. In this episode, I'm going to be continuing on the theme of lies that we've been doing for the last few episodes. And again, in conjunction with the upcoming presentation I have at the Great River Symposium online, presented through Northwestern Health Sciences University, I have something called The Chi of Lies, Denial, and Addiction. It's continuing education for medical professionals. If you want to check that out, get some CEUs. Making that presentation really caused me to go down an avenue where I haven't explored over these last few years of helping people struggling with addiction, in that, what does lying do to our mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical health by telling a lie? And really taking a deep dive into that. And in this episode of the Sober Shaman Podcast, I'm happy to be offering a shamanic journey that will bring insight and hopefully healing for you or anybody you know that is dealing with this. And it's a shamanic journey to the web of lies that I've done now a long time ago. And I'll be providing you with an example of what this exactly looks like from and reading you the results of the journey. So for now, let's just jump right into this. So this is a treatment-focused episode, and it really focuses on one of the things that makes the sober shaman different. Recovery done differently is we use the shamanic journey. Now, when I was working for 13 years in addiction treatment centers, I had to follow the rules of that particular center and, of course, respect whatever particular approach that that center took to treat addictions. Some gave me wide latitude in language and presentation. Some made it very clear that it had to be along a particular like medical language lies, steer it back into psychology, so to speak. Or if you use spiritual terms, don't say any of these woo-woo, hocus-pocus things like shamanic, or even when you go into Chinese med. So it was frustrating, and it was challenging in that I was forced to create methods that, okay, this is a guided meditation, and if you want to take it under using your beliefs that this is a spiritual journey, by all means, use the religion of your choice, the spirituality of your choice, and see it as a spiritual endeavor. Meet your helping, compassionate spirits, the one from your religion or a representative thereof, or, you know, your higher power, as many of those treatment centers had hanging on the wall. The 12 steps, for example. And if that's not your gig, well, then by all means, this is a guided meditation of your imagination and you are visiting inner worlds and landscapes of your mind. Fine, good. What I found was people got the information they needed, and it all comes down to their belief system, which is at the core of addictions. You hear me talk over and over again to get to that original lie, the belief, the I am statement, the limiting core belief. And belief is such an important part of approaching addiction treatment with somebody, in my opinion. In other words, I have a saying that it doesn't matter what I believe, I have to honor what you believe. This is an example of that. Look, Randy, I don't want anything to do with shamanic journeying or anything like that. It's a guided meditation. Fine, good. Now I have the freedom and chosen to do this on my own. I look at this, I present this from what's worked for me and the smaller niche of people that I get to deal with. This is a spiritual endeavor. This is a shamanic journey. This episode is a shamanic journey to the web of lies. All right? What does that look like? And what are we talking about here? So, as I stated in the beginning of this video, if someone is engaged in an act of addiction, they are engaged in active lying. Addiction and lying go hand in hand. And these layers, these strands of the web, are made up of the lies we tell others to keep the addiction rolling along to get our stuff, whatever it takes through the planning stage, the acquisition stage, the using stage, and then the covering up stage, which then feeds back into the hidden reasons why this whole thing started stage, which gives rise to more planning. You can listen to the previous couple of episodes to see more about that. Or it's the lies we tell ourselves, the original lie. That first lie that comes from trauma, abuse, heartbreak, and loss, and is turned into this I am statement, the original lie, the limiting core belief. So, especially in early recovery, what one of the scenarios that ends up happening is no, really, we tell everybody else around us, I mean it this time. So, do they believe us? Right? I mean, how many times have they heard that before? How many times have we said that before? No, really, I mean it this time. And of course, they want to. But, this is one of those slippery slopes of at what point am I just enabling this person to keep the addiction rolling along? And do I provide endless support in whatever form that looks like? It's a case-by-case basis, and I believe that I've heard as many different ways of dealing with this as I've talked to people who deal with this on both ends, professionally and going through it. So this is one of those shamanic journeys to the web of lies that can really provide, whether it's the awareness or whether it's the experience or whether it's some kind of tangible practice that is shown to the participant that needs to be taken care of while they're done with the journey back here in ordinary reality, as we say. So, disentangling those lies that we've been telling others from the lies we tell ourselves is really important and will make it clearer not only for ourselves, but for those around us. We'll be able to articulate why in the past, okay, it didn't work. And I understand why you might have some hesitation in believing me this time, but here's why it is different. I have this awareness, I have this new experience, and I have the ability to separate the lies I've told others from this lie I keep telling myself. This is powerful stuff. This is big medicine. And when we can get this for ourselves, it's very different. Again, this is another reason why the sober shaman approach is recovery done differently. It's very different to repeatedly tell somebody, hey, you know, it would be a good idea if you didn't do this and instead you did that. Here's a schedule. Here's a list of thou shalt nots and thou shalt you shoulds. That's important. And we need that as a guidepost and a structure. And we need to get it from the inside out as well. So this is the thing that makes the big change when we get it internally, when that switch gets flipped from the inside, then going out. This is what happens during a successful shamanic journey. One of the things that happens, one of the things that can happen in all kinds of ways. So, for the audio format, listening, for those of you listening here on the podcast, I am not going to play 10 minutes of monotonous drumming so that you can go on a journey if you're listening in the car or doing something else. Don't take a journey, right? No. To learn more about undertaking the shamanic journey, I'll put a link in the show notes here. And I also will be releasing very shortly a very detailed guide, and I'll be doing a whole show on that and letting you know when that comes out. But for the time being, I have a pretty darn good step-by-step process I can share with you in the show notes. In the Substack post from this podcast, where I do release the podcasts from, my Substack at Randall Lyons or The Sober Shaman. I think you can go to both of them. I'll leave the links again in the show notes. You can go and there will be an audio provided for you to undertake this or any other shamanic journey you'd like to take, as it's just the drums. All right. Undertaking the journey to the web of lies. If you're ready, go ahead, have that clear intention. Bring into your mind's eye the place you'll be leaving from in ordinary reality. Decide whether or not you want to go upper world or lower world, or just meet your helping and compassionate spirits and ask them to take you to the web of lies. Good luck. Good journeys. Upon your return, here are some questions to answer immediately upon coming back. So, first, did you feel called to go to upper world or lower world? Where was the web of lies for you? What was this place like? What were your first impressions? Was it a new place, or did it appear to you in a place that was known to you previously in non-ordinary reality in a previous journey? Who did you meet? Again, is this a new spirit to help you with this particular endeavor, or was this a trusted, familiar, helping, and compassionate spirit once again guiding you, leading you through the journey? So after those first impressions of the web of lies. Take your time about this. Really, what were those first impressions? Did it feel familiar in any way? What was it that was familiar? What was it that was completely new, maybe surprising to you? And then, very specifically, what information did you get? Was there anything you needed to do to, or to take responsibility, participate? For your participation in the creation of this web of lies, or how this web of lies maybe did something to you? Is there something you needed to do? Cut a strand, remove a strand. Anything that your helping and compassionate spirit maybe helped you with to make this happen? Is there anything you need to do to keep this message, this healing power, this awareness rolling back here in ordinary reality, now that the shamanic journey is done? What do you need to do to keep from participating, creating, or getting caught up in the web of lies? Do you need help doing it? Who's going to help you with this? What exactly needs to be done? Be specific. And then, generally, what were your takeaways from this journey? I like to bullet point it just for my own memory, looking back on it. Boom, boom, boom. So what I'll do for you now is I'll give you an example of my journey to the web of lies. And again, I've been clean and sober quite a while now. So it's wonderful for me to revisit these old shamanic journeys and these old issues that at first glance were they seem much more obvious for someone who is either still caught in the grips of active addiction and or in early recovery. So it's like, Randy, you've been sober so long. It's like, how do you even relate to somebody like me? It's like, well, there's certain, just because you stop using something doesn't mean that, I'll use I statements, right? Doesn't mean I stop lying. Doesn't mean I've stopped lying to myself. There's layers to this thing. There's layers to this human condition, right? So I find it fascinating to redo journeys years, maybe decades after when I first implemented them for myself and my clients in treatment. So here's the rough notes from my journey, and I didn't go back through them and turn them back into very clear English, but I'll do my best to translate things here now. All right. So after lying down, getting ready, setting my intention, I thought I was going to be going down to the lower world, which I did. But then immediately I was brought up, up, and up into the upper world. And I was surprised to land in a place I have not visited for years and was immediately filled with a sense of home that I write with a capital H. Home. And also a little bit of guilt for not visiting home for so long. So, not only not visiting the place, but then not visiting my helping teacher, who I immediately met for me named Xin Quan. Heart spring is the translation. So that guilt was immediately changed. No worries. We don't need any of that here. So relieved of that, we immediately got to work and answering my questions. And for me, I was also immediately reminded that Tiger, one of my helping and compassionate spirits, again, that I have not fed, been in relationship with actively for a long time, I was shown how this relationship will once again be important also for this type of thing. So my teacher brought me to the web of lies, but not as I thought, in that it was a geographical change in location in non-ordinary reality or the upper world. We stayed in our medicine cabin, and instead, I was shown the web of lies as a thought bubble. And I was able to enter into that bubble, and in that bubble, and actually, it kind of was the other way around. I didn't notice it was a bubble yet, but when I asked, please take me to the web of lies, boom. And the web of lies appeared to me in this vast expanse of space in the universe. And it seemed like the web was touching upon and was involved with just about everything in the whole darn universe. And it seemed overwhelming and daunting. And then my teacher plucked me from that view. And that's when I was shown that I didn't go anywhere, and I was still in our medicine cabin, and that this whole vast universe and this whole image and scenario of the web of lies was nothing more than residing in this thought bubble, which was maybe about a foot in diameter and shone between my teacher and I as we sat down at the table, which immediately gave me the experience of a perception change. When I'm in the bubble, it seems like it's the whole damn universe overwhelming, just like how a web of lies can gather us in and make us feel it is inescapable. But through my teacher's help, he plucked me out of there. It's just a thought bubble. And when that entire bubble was brought into the light of the sun there, of the upper world's light of love, it just dissolved. It just dissolved like a thought. Like in meditation, the cliched saying, you know, watch it drift by like clouds. Let the thoughts drift by like clouds, and it drifts away. Well, this just dissolved away. So I was then shown that this process of being in the thought bubble and thinking it's the whole darn universe, I was then shown how I can pluck myself out of that bubble and bring it to the light of love and dissolve it there. I did this repeatedly with my teacher's help until it felt like I could do it on my own. And that's part of the power that happens in a shamanic journey like this. I have support, I have help, and now I have an ability. And this is what I brought back with me. And this is an ability that I need Tiger to help me with while I am back here in ordinary reality, in everyday life. And this is my homework, not only for the web of lies. Well, let's just stick with that. To disentangle not only the lies I use with others, even those small little lies, I can feel what it does to my body, mind, and spirit, as we've been examining in the last couple of podcasts. But just as, or more importantly, the deep lies I tell myself, and granted, it's not the same lie as the original lie from back in active addiction, screaming to me of how I am not enough. Yet, it's still a variation of that, and manifesting itself in different aspects of my life and offering itself as a challenge now, as opposed to this unconscious impediment. Now it is a conscious scene. I am aware of this lie I tell myself when and how it pops up on these subtler levels. So once again, just because I'm clean and sober for umpteen years doesn't mean I've escaped the cycle of samsara. I'm enlightened. And so, there's always more work to do on our human journey here. And the tools we get in early recovery can be applied forever. Just like revisiting a shamanic journey that I have not done in how long, revisiting a place in non-ordinary reality I have not visited in how long with a teacher and a power animal. And now I have very specific work to do here in ordinary reality to disentangle me next layers, going deeper. But it's the same tool, it's the same basic mechanism as exactly what was going on in early recovery. So this is, I find this humbling, no matter how many years in recovery. It's certain people, I'm not going to bash any particular system, it's like, but how often, how, Randy, how long do I have to keep going to this particular type of session? All right, whether it's a group or an individual, and I keep repeating the same darn things over and over and over. Is this the rest of my life? And for some people, they are okay with that. And some people, they naturally find other ways of gathering information, knowledge, and power, and going deeper. And again, addiction is predictable. You are unique. For every person, some people can go through, for example, the 12 steps and start all over again. It's like I personally did not do the 12 steps, but I love when people do. And in that 12th step, now that I've had a spiritual awakening, I can turn back around and help other people. It's like, well, guess what? In a way, I kind of see that as going back around. Number one, surrendering again, because there will always be this surrendering of will and gathering of more humility. A stripping away of defense mechanisms, ego. Less and less and less as I get older and older, less and less wanting to be right and instead choosing to be happy. Yeah. So I hope the web of lies provides you with a wonderful example of a shamanic journey that just keeps giving, like it has done for me, like it has done for so many of my clients. Please, if you're listening on a podcast here, take your time, use the audio, use your own audio, use your own drama rattle. And if you undertake this journey to the web of lies and you've answered those questions that I've provided both here in audio format and in the written format on the Substack, if you want to share them with me, I would love to hear what you've got. And if you're okay with it, please share in whatever format. If this is on YouTube or on Substack, you can leave it in the comments or send them to me directly through email. I'd love to hear it. And if you're okay with sharing it, I'd love to be able to share it with others who can benefit from the experience you got to the web of lies. So, as always, send me any questions, comments, concerns you have. Hit the little like button on whatever format you're listening or watching on. Subscribe. Until next time, blessings. Thanks for listening to the Sober Shaman Podcast, where we explore ways to make the spiritual practical. Please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Send me any questions or comments you have. Check out the website, randalllyons.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, blessings.